Church still looks a little different this week as we've had our kindergarten, first, second, third, and sixth grades here the past few weeks. So be aware as you walk around the church, it might look a little different. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of two. That's just on the other side of the fellowship hall. And we also have the live stream going in the teen room. If you have kids over the age of two still having trouble in the sanctuary, we have Meals on Wheels this week. We are delivering as a church. So if you'd like to volunteer to help with Meals on Wheels this week, I believe there is one day available for that. I believe it's Wednesday. So if you'd like to help with Meals on Wheels, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. We also have a church membership class coming up here in a couple weeks. That'll be March 27th and April 3rd during Sunday school. So if you're interested in learning more about the church or potentially becoming members of the church, talk to Pastor Jim, or there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that as well. That'll be a great opportunity just to learn more about us and who we are as a church. We have the Chosen Bible Study tonight. That'll be at 6 p.m., and youth group will join them for the video, as well as start some of our preparations for Youth Sunday. Youth Sunday is going to be March 20th. The youth group will take over the church service here Sunday morning, and we will prepare a message, do worship, all that. So we'll prepare a little bit for that at youth group tonight. Youth group also is going to be bringing a group down to Megateen, which is March 25th and 26th down at Sunshine. That'll be a great teen retreat, youth group retreat for the teens down at Sunshine. So if you're interested in that, registrations are due this week, March 10th. So find a registration form out in the foyer and get that into Sunshine as soon as possible. We're also going to Camp Barnabas this summer, July 30th through August 5th. So if you are a high schooler or a college student or a young adult in the church and like to join us on that Camp Barnabas trip, we will be traveling down there and serving individuals with mental and physical disabilities as they go to camp for that week down there. So if you're interested in that, registration closes by the end of April, but also spots are filling up a little quicker than that. So be sure to talk to me if you have any questions and get those registrations in there. Are there any other announcements this morning? The call to worship is Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're also glad to have those that are visiting, especially from Victory Center, the Pyatts and Ken and Karen Taves. They were going to be presenting during our worship service about the ministry out at Victory and the transition. And as we continue in worship, if you turn to number 515 or look up on the screen, "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart," number 515, I ask you to stand with me, please.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for which long I have sought, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering, going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy as onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul. Billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
If you'll take this opportunity to greet one another and welcome each other to the morning service. Well, good morning again. I'm glad that you have braved the weather. Thank you, Todd, for turning it up a bit. Just that you have braved the weather to come in. We also greet those that are joining us online. And just a couple of prayer requests. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. We continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine and for the people that are caught in the middle, but also for the church. I know if you've have the Manas as friends on Facebook, they send a lot of updates. The most recent one was in regards to pastors that Mike has worked with, trying to get individuals out of some of the areas that are under the shelling, and trying to assist the refugees. So we continue to pray for Ukraine, that peace would break out and the hostilities would cease. If you've also keep up with the Bone Brights, Nathan is finishing his time up at Madonna this week, and he will be transitioning to a facility in Omaha for some more, an extended rehab. It has been phenomenal, the abilities that have come back. He's gaining better short-term. He's actually starting to be able to spell words. And then in the last week and a half or so, he's been able to get out and do some more walking. I think Friday he might have walked 6 football fields in length. So he's really gaining strength and mobility. And so their prayer is that the next facility, and it's going to still be some long-term rehab, but continue to pray for them. And then we also lift up the Swaney family. Gene is still hanging in, but his time on this earth is drawing to a close. And so pray for his children, their extended families during this time. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Faye. So we can grateful for Ed. His transition to the nursing home coincided with a little bit of time. Then he ended up with COVID and such. So we're grateful that he is getting healthier. But he celebrated his 93rd birthday yesterday. So we continue to pray for him as being in the nursing home. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Very true. The prayer request and the praise is where God has placed us, but sometimes we take for granted the freedoms that we do enjoy, and we see across the world how some don't have those freedoms, especially in Ukraine, how those have been taken away in such a short time. So any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dale. I have met him a couple of times and had probably a month or so kind of looked in to see where his life was at. And you know, Baxter Black, cowboy poet, they've been very influential in our area and Nebraska area. They've moved to Arizona, and he has dementia as well as cancer. And his time is also drawing to a close. And it's just one of those difficulties when our heroes start becoming more human. And so we'll pray for the Black family through this time, grateful that again for the hope that we have in Christ. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Bonnie. His last name?
Keffler.
Okay. Yeah, I'd seen some posts about him going missing.
My niece is married to one of the Kefflers.
Okay. So there is. So if you had anyone that posted that Randy Keffler had been missing, he has now been found. He has passed away. So we will pray for the Keffler family. And there's connections there with Bonnie's family as well. Any other requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our time together, thank you so much that you have watched out over those in our area and continue to watch out over with livestock and the need to get out and get them fed and watch over them, and with the equipment and the snow just adds, and the cold adds extra time to chores. I just pray for safety. We do thank you for the moisture. You know our need of the last several years, and so we trust you that you will provide in your timing. But so we do thank you, even if it's one of those things that seems to add inconvenience. And for many a time, that seems to be our way of life, that we like it when things go smoothly, but when our plans get changed, sometimes I think you just stand back, but you are patient with us. You don't just laugh and walk away. You are patient to remind us that we are not in control of very much. Thankful that you are on the throne, that you are in control, and you, whether it be in our own personal lives or in the lives of those around us and our families, our community, our state, nation, and around the world, you are not overburdened by the requests that we bring. You are all-powerful. You are all-knowing. And because of those character traits, you are intimately involved. Even though at times we may question and wonder where your hand is at, Father, you don't very often interfere with our own choices, and we see that around the world, but you use them to affect your plan. Father, we pray for your church around the world. We specifically think of those that call upon your name in the country of Ukraine going through this time. As a part of our church, we have been very involved with ministries, whether it be Youth for Christ or in teaching youth pastors and pastors, or in the medical field with Holly and her team. Father, we pray for the church of Ukraine. I pray for the church of Russia, that you would use them to be able to minister the gospel of Christ, to be your hands and feet for those that are in harm's way. We pray for safety and for boldness. Father, we cannot fathom, as Ernie mentioned, we are so privileged to have the freedoms we do that we sometimes take them for granted. And Father, we also understand that the evil one wants to do things in this world, but we've been told that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So help us to have hope, knowing that you're in control and that the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so we pray for boldness for those believers, for safety and protection as they face these times. We also pray for provision, that the donations, especially the humanitarian aid, would make it to where it needs to go. Father, we also think of, in our own community, we pray for the Swainy family, pray for Jean, that hope that we have in Christ, that these times are not the end, that there is the promise that for to live is Christ, to die is gain, and that he will, and we do not know how long, but he will be completely healed, and he will be fully made like you've intended him. And before this time, I pray for his family, for the daughters and son, that you would, and the extended family, that you would give them grace and peace, that they would understand and draw comfort and encouragement from the hope in Christ. Father, we also pray for Ed there in the nursing home, for the 93 years that you've given him and the legacy that you have established through him, that you would help him each day, and for the encouragement of knowing that his hope is also secured in you. Father, we pray for the Bonebright family, for Nathan's transition this week, as they pack things up and as they get ready to head back to Omaha, that you would help the transition to go smoothly, for the therapy, the different things that he still needs that will be helpful in his recovery. We continue to pray alongside of Deb and Brian that you would completely heal Nathan, and through this time he would come, as his memory starts getting better, that he would come to know your healing hand and your miraculous touch in his life to draw him closer and closer to you. Father, we also pray for the Keffler family that you would be with them in this time, that you would bring them peace, and that you would, in the questions they may have and the struggles they and the shock, that you would be an ever-present help in their time of need. Father, we are grateful for the ministries that you've raised up among us, the opportunities we have to minister to the elementary students, for their parents, and both for hosting elementary here, but also for Club Rock. But we also think of the ministries that we support. We're grateful for the Ministry of Victory Center, for the many lives that have been touched. We thank you for the transition and pray for that it goes smoothly, and for Ken and Karen and the Pyatts, that you would, grateful that they are here with us today, that you would bless their ministry, and that your hand would be very evident in this transition. Father, we pray again, pray for our world, that peace would reign, and that world leaders would come to understand that they're accountable to you, and that the evil in this world will one day, we know, will be dealt with. Until that time, help us be found faithful and be found working for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask, I'm going to start with Ken and Karen, or Ken, depending on which one wants to come up, or both. And then he will transition to the Pyatts, and we're grateful for the ministry that we've been alongside of you for all these years.
Thank you.
And so please bring us an update.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to share. My roots go back to Alan and Joanne, probably 1980. So we've known people from this community for a long time and appreciate your involvement with camp. For a long time, there was no churches that supported camp. And I prayed that God would provide churches that would just put camp on their regular giving. And I think St. Lawrence was the first one. And we thank you for that over the years, your continued faithful support of Victory Center. I'd like to introduce Steve and Kara. They were the first couple that showed any interest in taking the position over 2 years ago. And then in Steve's words, he'll tell you more about that. He and God talked about it for a long time. And we're thankful that the Lord brought that. It's always interesting to take a ministry that you've had for 40 years and hand it off to someone else. But it's neat to know when you know the heart of that person and the character and the godliness, it makes it a whole lot easier. So we're thankful for that. I just want to do one practical thing just so we're all on the same page. It isn't necessarily ministry related, but for all the years that we've worked at camp, our support came through In Faith or American Missionary Fellowship. The camp never paid us. Now that we're leaving, the camp director, i.e. Steve and Kara, are needing to raise support for the first time just to serve as directors at Victory Center. It's kind of unique. So when you make a check out to Victory Center and say nothing, it'll go to the general fund. If you want to be a part of Steve and Kara's support, you need to mark that. The check still needs to be made out to Victory Center, but you need to indicate that you want the monies to go to their support. If you have questions about that, you can talk to me after the service. We're going to stay and be with you through Sunday school as well. So, Steve, come up and share what the Lord has for you, and appreciate the opportunity to give it. I think he came the farthest. I think he told me they left at 6 o'clock this morning. So, appreciate you being here.
So, my name's Steve Pyatt. A little bit of background about me is I grew up in the church. I'm a three-generation pastor's kid. And so we've been in church every Sunday. That's kind of my background. I met my wife while we were attending Grace University in Omaha, Nebraska. I was studying youth ministry, and in the year 2011, we decided to get married, and that same year, we moved back to Mobridge. In Mobridge, we started working with the youth group there at the church, as well as starting up the family construction business to be able to pay the bills that we had to be able to work with the youth. And so I enjoyed working with construction. I enjoyed working with the youth. So it was kind of a win-win. I got to do both. But our hearts were really in just working with the youth there at the church. It's what we love to do. Since moving back to Mobridge, we have had 5 kids. I have 4 daughters. The oldest is 9. Our youngest is the only boy, and he turned 1 just back in February. And so we have 5 kids. We enjoy the outdoors. We enjoy going camping. We enjoy hunting, fishing. Actually, my oldest daughter and I have this ongoing debate on which kind of fishing is better. Is it boat fishing or ice fishing? I think we both argue from the same side that we both love ice fishing the most. And then my 4-year-old really wanted to go on a daddy-daughter date, and she wanted to go deer hunting for that date. And so, like, this is, we enjoy the outdoors. This is what we enjoy doing. So about 4 years ago, me and my wife looked at each other, and, you know, we think God's maybe calling us to full-time ministry. So what does this look like? How do we go about seeking this? So we spent a lot of time in the Bible, spent a lot of time in prayer, trying to seek out what the will of God was, how to go about this. And every opportunity we'd see, we'd look into. But we keep coming back to the same mindset of we're supposed to wait. We're supposed to learn from the leadership that was in place and just be patient. And that ministry wasn't where we were supposed to go. And so time and time again, over and over, we'd look into this opportunity, we'd look into that opportunity, and we'd come back to the same thing, just wait, learn, and God just telling us he's got us where he wants us. And so it was about 2 years ago, my wife saw the ad for the camp director position on Facebook, and she texted it to me, and I had never thought about camp ministry before. I mean, I'd grown up going to camp, but it just had never crossed my mind. And so we chatted about it for a little while, and finally, I was like, you know what, I know Ken, I'll just reach out to him. We'll sit down, we'll talk, because I've got a lot of questions. At the time, we only had 4 kids, but what does it look like to be a dad while at camp? If the goal is the camp ministry, how do I split my time between being a dad and doing the camp ministry? What's the financial side look like? What does disciplining your kid while at camp, what does that look like? Is there family time? So we had a lot of questions. So we sat down and met with them. And I think we actually came away from that meeting with a lot more unanswered questions than we had answered questions. But me and my wife kept coming back to each other with, I don't know. God's not telling us to not do this. God's not telling us to do this, but just a lot of wrestling within there. And so God was working on my heart. I had to come over a lot of hurdles to get to the point where I am today, where I could step out in faith and trust him. And so one of the things my wife said were we wouldn't commit to pursuing the camp until we had a chance to see it in action. My sister had gone to the camp. My brother-in-law had gone to the camp. They actually met there. And I'd known a lot of people that went there, but I personally had actually never stepped foot on the grounds of Victory Center Bible Camp. And so we wanted to see it in action, and then I had an opportunity to speak, and due to what was going on in the world, that summer was canceled, so it was postponed a year. So this last summer, I had the opportunity to speak at camp. We absolutely loved it. It was a lot of fun. My kids enjoyed it. My kids were a little sad when we had to leave camp. But we had a lot of fun, and we were loading up the kids to leave. I looked at my wife and said, we're not going to talk about the director position for 1 week. I don't want the emotional high of camp to influence our decision on whether or not to pursue this position or not. And so at the 1 week mark, Kara sat me down and said, Steve, you need to fill out this application. This is something we need to do. This is where God's calling us. And I put on the brakes big time. I had a lot of reservations. I had a lot of fear. Because as a dad, I'm supposed to financially provide for my family. What does that look like? And I don't know. And the answer of I don't know just terrified me. The answers to how do I be a dad? How do I manage my time at camp? I don't know yet. And so that terrified me. And so there were a lot of these unanswered questions that just terrified me. And I listened to a lot of audiobooks while I'm working. And so I was a couple blocks away from my house, and my audiobook ended. And it was a really convicting audiobook. So I turned on the radio, because what else do you do? You're only a couple blocks away from home. But the song, No Longer a Slave to Fear, came on. And I know God planned that out, because that song just hit me where I was. So me and God came to this heart-to-heart moment right there in my driveway. I'm glad my wife wasn't there at home, so I could just have my time with God there. And I came to the conclusion that I knew this is where God was calling me, and that I was the reason I hadn't pursued this any further. And so it was that night I messaged Ken, and we started the application process. So that brings us to today. We're excited about this opportunity. Our hearts have always been for the youth. That's what we love to do. It's who we love to work with. And so we're excited to be able to take that to the camp, to work with the cabin leaders, to work with the staff there, as well as having the opportunity to reach so many students around South Dakota for Christ. And so we're excited about the opportunity to take what Ken and Karen have started and just keep it going, basically. So for this year, we're going to be shadowing Ken and Karen. We're going to be learning as much as we possibly can. I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel. And so taking as much information from them as we can is what we're doing for this first year. This position is support raised. We have anticipated our needs to be at around $26,000. And since starting this journey in January, it's been amazing to see how God has and is continuing to provide for us, not just financially, but with the prayer. The amount of prayer that we're getting is so encouraging. And so if joining our support team is something you would be interested in or called to do, we would love that opportunity. Please come and talk to me or Kara. We do have newsletters in the back which have specific ways you can pray for us. We would love to be able to partner with you. We will continue to work construction. I will continue to work construction in Mobridge during the off-camp months. And so I specialize in flooring installations, which, so there's work in the winter as well. And so we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to work with the youth. We are adding on all of this camp stuff. And so it's going to be a juggling act between learning all the camp stuff, being able to plan out camp, line up the staff, line up what needs to be taught, as well as construction, as well as the youth ministry. And we also homeschool our children. So there's going to be a lot to juggle. And so prayer for that is always, always welcomed. And then I just wanted to add a special thank you. Thank you for your support to Victory Center Bible Camp. As a direct result of last summer, my oldest child who attended camp came home and was then able to have the opportunity to lead one of her younger sisters to Christ because of what was taught there at camp. And so there's no greater feeling as a father to get the call while at work that your daughter led one of your other daughters to Christ. I mean, it was so cool, and that happened because of the ministry there at Victory Center. And that wouldn't happen without the support of everybody involved. And so I just wanted to say personally, thank you for your support at Victory Center.
And just let you know that the Pyatts and Ken and Karen are going to be with us. They won't be doing Sunday school, but they will be a part of some of the classes. But they will be here. They don't have to rush off. So during fellowship time, if you take the opportunity to to say hello and to introduce yourselves. I know they will not remember any of our names. Hopefully they remember Omar's name, just because he's on the board. Always good to remember that. But it has been a great honor to, as a church, to partner with Victory Center. And also, Ken and Karen are not retiring. You didn't mention that. They are still ministering within faith in the Kadoka area. So sometimes in our ministry with the mission support, we support both the camp and Ken and Karen, and that is not changing. So that was a part of our discussions as a mission board, our missions committee this past fall. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 511. I ask you to stand with me, please. Now I Belong to Jesus, number 511.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. To me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Once I was lost in sin degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation, lifted me up from ruin, shame. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. To me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
You can see, you may be seated.